become aware of everything around you and the space you're in. Everybody, just, you know, you're looking at this video on a computer or a phone and watching it. You're aware of the room surrounding you. You can hear my voice, Puriya's voice, etc. And just in this moment, gently bring your attention to where the experience is happening, to who or what is having the experience. Where, and there isn't a place, by the way. So when I say where, you're not going to find it in your head. You're not going to find it in your body. But notice the consciousness that's having this experience right now. It's hearing the words, it's seeing what's around you. Just see if you can keep bringing your attention to the experiencer, the perceiver, the awareness. Now, to the degree that you might be noticing that, and you might, for some of us, it's probably happening in little glimpses. For someone else, it might be happening in a profound way. Someone else, it might be confusing. That's okay. But to the degree that this is happening right now and you're starting to notice consciousness, one of the things you might notice about it is that it seems limitless. It's there. When you notice consciousness, you begin to notice, it's not like it's something that's sitting in a place somewhere in my head or outside my head or my body. It doesn't have a location, and in a sense it's immediately I become aware that it's everywhere. And if you stay with this noticing of consciousness a little further, notice that the consciousness, awareness, is who you are. This isn't, now you might, we spend a lot of our time thinking about ourselves. So we have an image in our mind of who we are. And we think, you know, I look this way and I sound this way and I believe in these things and I have these values and this is what's important to me and this is my job in the world and this is my purpose. And we have a whole story, a whole set of concepts about the self. And it's not that those are all wrong, but suddenly we discover consciousness and we realize, this consciousness is also aware of that person I think I am. It's aware of all those stories and all those parts of myself. So clearly I'm something much more than that person I think I am. I'm this, now I've now discovered that I'm this infinite, boundaryless play space and awareness, and that all of those things that I tend to think of as myself are just constructed. They're just things my mind sort of made up and put together. Again, not that we don't have to make them wrong or determine that they're wrong, but just we start to discover that we're something so much bigger and so much deeper than any idea we could ever have about ourselves. And so let's just take a moment to be silent in this again for a second, and just, even if it didn't work before, just try it again. So just noticing all the objects in your consciousness, the thoughts, the feelings, the words arising, the room around you, computer screen, and now notice who's aware of all that, who or what is aware of all of that right now. Just as intensely as you can, rivet your attention onto awareness itself, onto consciousness itself. Really bring your attention to consciousness and hold it there. And notice the pull to go back to thoughts and feelings and objects, and just see if you can just for a moment just stay in this place of being aware of awareness. Takes a certain courage. You have to let the world fall away temporarily. Just let it all fall away and let yourself kind of fall into the infinity of your own being.